As soon as Steve had stepped away, the same crowd that had shown no interest in helping the father suddenly began to close in on Todd. In between breathing attempts, he told them to get back. People would take a half step back, and about the time Todd delivered the next breath, they took 3/4 of a step forward. A couple of people were almost at ground level with him, and Todd grew upset. "Get back. I need some room here." People moved back about 2 steps for about 20 seconds, but began the systematic inching forward process again. It is written, "Your love should be consistent day to day and never falter. Sins by the multitude are washed away clean by abiding love for mankind. When I show love to others, I am doing what God wishes. Keeping friendships shows that thou reveres Christ." The river level fell abruptly just about the time that Ken rolled from his stomach to his back. He wanted to see the sky one more time. As his mind was closing to black, he heard the voices again. "Just finish me already. I'm done anyway." He accepted his fate, and he felt his life forces draining away. Admitting powerlessness over a drug is one of the most difficult things to do. Most people relapse not only because they are no longer in their right mind, but because they believe that they have control over the drug, even though they became addicted to it the first time. It is almost a period of temporary insanity when someone relapses and begins to use it again. Physically, the body yields to the intense cravings. Psychically, although the user knows what happened the first time, they rationalize that they know better now, and it won't happen again.